Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Taylor, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I was kind of caught off guard, surprised, and got something unexpected because I forgot. This is Thursday night, and I have a different theme, introduction, and different music on Thursday night than I do on Transformational Tuesdays when I'm here with Eliza. And it just It was like, wait, who's talking? Usually we just have this little music and go on to our show. But I'm glad you're here, Eliza. Do you have something you want to say before we go talk to callers?
I'm just seeing that the theme of the week, the theme of this week is doing for yourself and the discovery of self. So it's been like a really consistent, busy time for me. And I actually asked for just a day, just one day for me. But It hasn't really happened yet. And then, you know, I did take a day for me. And you kind of miss being alone with yourself when you sit with yourself and you realize, wow, I could be and do and go wherever I choose and just enjoy my time. So that's what I've been doing. And it feels like a long time since, you know, I've worked, even though it was really yesterday. But, you know, it's a good time.
Well, because you had so much fun today, I guess.
And then I had so much fun today. But it's like that moment of discovery of just, you know, having, like today I wanted to go to the beach. Well, we had a different agenda because the weather came in and it decided to rain all day.
Didn't we have
so
some
nice
lovely weather today, though?
I got through. Yes, it's like I actually prayed for rain because we haven't had rain in so long that it was so nice just to have a rain day and just be able to just, you know, kind of unwind and do whatever you wanted to do. Relax, I guess, is a good word. So in the sunshine,
kind of
you almost feel like you have to be outside all the time.
Well, we don't want to go outside we do want to go outside when it's beautiful, but sometimes we can't. And sometimes we just have to make our own beauty, I guess.
Yeah, but it's been a nice time just to have a day. And anyways, but we can bring our callers in and see what's going on. And
okay. Well, right now we only have two callers. And, of course, you know, like I know, but before the time is up, we could have a lot more. But I do want to say that we accept the callers in the order that they call in. If someone makes a donation to your favorite charity, Be Unique, I think that's so wonderful that we give them priority. And we also give priority to people who are calling in new. And the first person, I actually was here and watched them dial in. It was so cool. Sometimes I log in and there are 10 or 15 people waiting. But today it was different. I got to just actually watch them log in. And the first person is Diamond from Maryland. Hi, Diamond.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good.
Hello,
let's give Elisa just a moment to get into your energy.
Okay. So Diamond is going through actually self-discovery, which is so funny. I just see like reinventing yourself and trying to figure out which path to take. I see you having choices in the moment. I'm wanting to know which way things are going to go. I see you having two different choices of which way to go. And I'm getting this push to step out of yourself a little bit and try something a little bit new that you kind of feel hesitant about. Because I think you like to kind of be in control a little bit, and it's kind of a scary place to go into the uncertainty. So just allow yourself to try different things, and without judgment, without, you know, expectation, or without even thinking about it, just see if you like it. See if you want to do it. Because I feel like there's things that you are wanting to tap into, but it's kind of a little bit out of your normal. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, and it goes along with the question I had in my mind, which was, I'm currently unemployed, looking for a job. I've been putting out some resumes, and I really don't know what's going to come up, but I'm getting a little anxious
with
trying not to be.
Well, Spirit is wanting you to go into the reflection of the tools and gifts that you've accumulated along the path throughout your lifetime, because there's, when we program to look at a direction or a title or get connected to a title of what was, it kind of limits our beliefs of all things
her call
that we
dropped.
Can do. Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she can
her call
this, but this is the reading I'm getting.
Yeah.
So she can call back, but this is the reading I'm getting for her, and she can listen on the call after, but for Diamond, it's about taking that step of reflection and knowing, like, what her gifts are. And this is really for, you know, the collective right now, because a lot of people are getting pushed away or pushed from their normal and what they were connected to as titles or jobs or just even what was normal for them in the past. And things are going to be very different, different openings for many people. And it's just a time of getting out of your comfort zone and putting your toe in the water and just trusting that it's okay. If this is where you're being guided, give it a try. Give it, you know, a try. That's what I'm seeing even for Diamond. So she listens to this call. It's about her stepping
out.
She
came back. She dialed back in.
Oh, she did? Okay, Diamond.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I called right back.
Okay, we lost
I don't
you
know
for a
what
minute.
Happened, but I just called back in. So,
it's okay.
I do want to.
So, what I was. Oh, go ahead.
I do want to go on this new direction. Just trying to weigh things out. First of all, nothing has been offered to me yet. I'm having some conversations with people, but, you know, nothing solid on the table. Is it fair, though? I just want to make sure I can sustain my lifestyle and not take a huge step back. This time I stepped out of the job market because of COVID, kind of had no choice. But other times when I stepped out of the job market, whether it be for kids or family, I had to come back at a much lower pay rate. It's like, oh, you know, you're gone 2 years, you come back and you take a huge pay cut. And I'm grappling with that this time. It's like I don't want to have to do that because I was, you know, because I've been out for a while.
Okay. What I'm getting with you is all of the experience that you have is an asset to bring to somebody's life. But at the same time, it's not about doing a job connected to the financial payout. It's about doing your purpose of what you love to do, and you will be greatly rewarded. You actually have really good gifts to bring out there and to people. But it's about putting yourself to expansion with your knowledge, because you're kind of looking at it. It's like saying, you know, I grew up being a singer and all I can do is sing in a club. But there's so many things you could do with your gift. You could teach somebody, or you could, you know, play in different places. And expand yourself in different areas and get paid for it. And there's just so much you could do with the tools that you have accumulated. That's what I'm seeing. You have a lot of experience. And it's not just about a job experience. It's about living life experience and putting it with your job experience and then creating something based on that.
Okay. And can you
have a
talk
lot of good ideas?
About...
Mm-hmm. You have good ideas, but I feel like you give people the control of how to navigate you instead of you navigating yourself. And so it's more about knowing who you are, knowing what you bring to people, and not feeling like you're vulnerable because you don't have something, okay? Because you have so many things and so many gifts inside of you to bring to others. It's almost like you're looking at how can they see me as an asset, but you are the asset. You're the one who's bringing this to them.
Okay.
So, yeah, you, for compensation-wise, you know, your worth is more than even what you are getting paid for, paid out in prior time. You worked so hard, and you were kind of kept down. And I feel like this time
right.
you can give it, you can go into an expansion of all that you are and just really benefit from it. But you're also going to be a benefit to others. Okay. That's what I see. So
okay.
it's about reflection right now. And there's so many different areas that you can utilize your tools and your gifts. This is just one offering. And if it means to bridge to something else, and you go on that journey and bridge it till you get to something else, if that's what has to be. But I kind of see you putting your trying new things, seeing how it is, and being fearless about it.
Okay. You mentioned two choices when I first called. You said you see two different paths. Can you talk about that, or is it two paths along what you're just saying?
I just feel like
I hate
choices.
To interrupt, but we do have other callers, and if you want to hang on the line, Diamond, then maybe she can answer that when we get finished with the other callers, okay?
All right, I completely understand. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right,
and I want to tell everybody, if you want to reach out to Alisa for a more in-depth call, just text her at 407-432-7088, and she will be happy to work with you. I'm going to bring in William from Florida next.
Hello.
Hi, William.
Hello, William.
Hi. How you doing, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm, you know, just trying to figure some things out in my life. But yeah, I'm feeling good overall.
Yeah, I see you kind of like held down and stuck.
Okay.
Kind of feeling like you're stuck. And I feel this hurt a little bit, like you were hurt in your heart. Kind of like the disappointment. And when you realize that things that happen, or this is for you, but things that have happened, it's actually to push you out of your comfort zone, because you would have stayed stuck where you're not happy, but you chose to stay stuck where you weren't happy because it was fulfilling your obligations and not your purpose. You get that?
Okay. Somewhat. I'm not 100% sure, but I guess it will come to me in time, I guess.
Okay, well, whatever you just went through, I just see you going through a disappointment, actually a push for you to take a step in a different direction, because that direction's not healthy for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so there's,
well,
instead of fighting it or feeling defeated about it, it's a push for the highest good, but I feel it hurts your heart. It's like an emotional hurt and a disappointment. So I don't know if it's based on a job or relationship, but there's an opportunity that's better for you, and you weren't listening, and so you're kind of getting stuck in that disappointment. Okay.
Okay.
And
okay,
about,
so maybe my question would probably clarify, I guess, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So particularly I was calling because I had a relationship that did end with a young lady named Miracle, and I was just wondering if it's going to rekindle or not.
Well, I feel that it's not for your highest good. And I think that's I just feel a disappointment in your heart. But it's because something better is ahead for you. And you were pushing again. It's like you're pushing, but it's not doing your purpose. There's, you know, sometimes people walk into our life to teach us a reflection of what needs to heal in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes we put ourselves in situations, even if it's not working out the way we want it to, it's for our highest good for it not to work out the way we want it to.
Okay.
But there's a disappointment because you were expecting it to be a different way. All I can do is, look, I can't tell you whether someone else is going to choose to come back or not because that's on them. That's free will. But right now for you, it's more about holding space for you to keep walking and asking to be shown who is, you know, who the divine has for you ahead that's better for your higher good and that's more equal to your energy in a balance than a drain. Because I feel like it was kind of feeling like you were drained.
Okay.
It's like pushing and pushing and pushing, and it wasn't happening the way you wanted it to. So just allow things to play out. I don't feel that is going to be for your highest good, but that's what I see right now. I cannot always tell you what's going to happen ahead because everything shifts and changes with energy. So, you know, people come back around, it may happen, but I just feel like it wasn't the healthiest balance for you. That's all.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So
thank
just,
you, William.
Just carry on.
Thank you.
All right. All right, William.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. I don't know who this next caller is. Let me see if I can find out. Hello there. Who's on the line?
Hello. This is Lucy. How are you?
Lucy, thank you for calling.
Hello,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from upstate New
York. From Florida?
No. New York.
New York. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Orange County, New York.
Hello,
yeah.
Lucy.
Thank you. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like you've been doing a lot of thinking.
I have been doing a lot of
thinking. Just thinking about what you want to do with
thinking.
Yourself.
Yes.
What you want to do with yourself. You feel stagnant a little bit. Where's my life taking me? Where am I to go next? What am I supposed to do? It's like you're just thinking a lot. And, you know, you're in the reflection of letting go of what no longer serves you, but kind of feeling sad about it. Because you don't really know what's going to be brought to you, and you kind of feel a little bit of, like, this loneliness and uncertainty. In the past, I see you holding on to people and things that really were weighing you down, and you feel kind of like they don't give you that phone call or make that reach to see if you're doing okay. You're like the one who does that. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I just see you reflecting, and you're learning that it's so key to have a balanced exchange of relationship with people, and you're kind of going through sifting of where the healthy boundary is. And those who don't align with you, you're kind of like letting them go. But you're feeling sad about it at the same time. So this is what I would suggest to you, is when you disconnect from people, it's because they're going either going through their own stuff or they're just not growing the way you're growing, and you guys are kind of going in two different directions, and that it's okay, because when you start healing from all that, the right people are going to show up in your life. Okay?
Yes, but I feel like an island. I was thinking that I used to have a home with lots of property, and I spent many years taking care of that, and that was like my getaway island. Now the home is gone, and living in an apartment, I don't have that luxury of having to take care of a big house. I had just a room and a small apartment. Then now you're right, and now I say, okay, I give up the home, because that was my getaway, like when you had an excuse and you want to be on an island and you get busy. Then besides doing the home, I was doing my prayers and doing my spiritual work, and everything was shining bright. Now I still continue doing my exercise, my work, but then it is not the island that I have to take care of. And it's like, okay, tell me what is next. Tell me what is next. Because that was the reason that I say, and you told me that, yes.
You know, you can make your happiness wherever you choose to go, even if it's in for a day to go walk, you know, in alone somewhere like the woods, or being on a farm somewhere. I just feel like you are going through reflection and a reset with yourself, and your happiness is going to show up very soon. It's just that you're going through the process of letting go of what was, and it's not going to be that way ahead for right now, but you're kind of in the transition. And I see that you're going to have a way to go into having your own time again and doing your own spiritual stuff. And it's going to take about maybe a little bit around February time. I see you kind of going through that awakening again. But right now you're going through the process of letting go. And feeling it, because I feel the emotion with it, and it's making you sad. But you're not alone. Sometimes you feel like you're alone, but you're really not alone. It's just different. It's about accepting what is right now and just going along with it. Okay, be in the surrender, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And I feel like you're going to receive a lot of blessings soon. I just don't know what those blessings are. But you're going to feel like you have this rebirth again. Okay?
Very beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, stay very connected.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. It's very beautiful.
You're welcome.
Many blessings to you too. Okay?
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Hi, who's on the line now?
Hi, my name is Shanice.
I'm sorry, spell that please.
It's Shanice, my name.
Shanice.
Ashley?
Yes. So my
Where
name
are you calling
Shanice? I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so basically my question is, I was engaged to someone, and he had like a series of events transpire, and because of that, I'm not sure like what the future holds with the relationship.
Can I have the first name?
Of the person?
Yeah, just the first name.
His name is Henley.
I'm sorry, what is it?
His name is Henley.
Henry, okay.
Henley. So it's H-I-N-N-L-E-Y, Henley.
Henley.
Oh, Henley, okay. I just see there's been a lot of, I don't know if it's a family push from his end or your end, but there's, I just see like there's people who kind of got involved in kind of your relationship, and I think it kind of put a lot of pressure on the both of you.
Okay.
And the choices that are to be made are between the two of you, not everybody involved, because it was too much. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I think it kind of pushed things to be stressful instead of being a positive feeling. It felt like it was the wrong thing to do because it was too many cooks in the kitchen, let's say. It was too much involvement from outer source, from outer people in the family trying to, and I feel, you know, when you are with somebody, it's but the two of you to have a voice with each other. And, you know, the others kind of don't really take precedence over all the choices, but I think it kind of became too much. And so everybody needed to take a break, and it actually caused a separation between the two of you. That's
so then what happens if the two, I'm sorry, but what happens if the two families don't get along? Does that mean that the relationship ends?
It's hard when the two families are getting involved, okay, because they're not getting along or whatever it is. There's too much input from the two families. When you get married, you don't only marry each other, you marry into the family, so they become this unit. If there's all these, you know, turbulence right now, it's going to make for a turbulent togetherness unless you two know how to push the family back and you make the choices between the two of you. But I just see people took over outside of you two and caused a separation between the two of you. That's what I'm seeing.
Right. So to add another aspect to this, the person that I'm involved with is very spiritual. And lately, like since we haven't been corresponding or talking, it kind of feels like there's like some spiritual warfare going on.
I just see a lot of connect from outside sources, and I don't know the whole dynamics of what happened with your families, but it's not that there is a spiritual warfare going on as a collective right now, but that is not, I just see that too many people got involved and it got too stressful and too much interference, and they took a break. They're just like, I can't do this right now.
Okay.
You know, okay. And do I see it coming back together? There has to be this moral compass between the two of you that aligns if that's going to happen in a healthy way. You two have to come together on that same platform of the moral compass, okay? If not,
okay.
I don't really see it going forward. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my dear. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Okay, next caller. Hello there.
Hi, my name is Melina. How are you?
What was your name?
Melina.
Melina. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Thank you. Alisa, we'll get into your energy and be right with you.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I feel like your energy's a little scattered. It's like you're here, you're a little bit over there, you're a little bit over there.
I've been very busy. I don't know if that's the case, possibly.
You've been what?
Just very busy, like I feel like I'm going one
place
to another.
But I see you need to refocus, like come back together a little bit. I don't know. I just see you kind of being centered. I don't know. And you're just needing to get a little bit more of a regrouping in yourself, because you're kind of like all over the place and not really able to like put your effort into the areas that really need the effort. And I feel it's more to have time for yourself. That's what I see. So I don't know. I just see you're scattered. And
I mean, I've been working a lot.
No, go ahead.
No, I feel like I'm trying to find out why you're saying that. I think it's because I'm like, I work a lot, so I just keep myself sometimes super occupied, and I just, at times, I find myself not even thinking about myself. I just think about the things I have to do.
Yeah, you need more time for yourself to regroup. You need a lot of time for you, and it's so important, you know. But I just see you all over the place, and it's not always the healthiest for you. It's not that it's bad. It's just that you're going, and you just need kind of like some time to just be and allow yourself, you know, to have that day off. Like, I get it, because I go through that as well. So, but it's important to have that time for you. And it's kind of like, you know, I keep seeing the snow globe. You know those little snow globes where you shake it up and then you make all the little snow come down in the water and it settles? That's kind of what I see. It's like the snow's going everywhere and you just need to settle and let it just be. And be in the calm a little bit. You need like a reset or a regrouping of something, maybe for your thoughts and to get more rooted and grounded with yourself. But did you have a question about something?
I mean, it was like, it's always about love life or work. I don't know if there's either one that you think needs more attention on. I mean,
I think what I'm seeing is you give way too much everywhere else but yourself. And it's time for you to give to you first. That's important.
Yeah.
You know, people get kind of, it's almost like they're not demanding on you, but it's like you're doing so much and you just need to have that quiet time for you. That's what I see, that's necessary for you. I don't know, I just don't feel you're focused in one place or the other. I think you're scattered. And that's why the alone time will give you more of a reset for you to know where to put your energy more and where to put it less. Because I just see it all over the place. It's like you're doing 1,000 things at once, but nothing gets done. Okay?
Yeah. That's true.
So that's what I'm seeing. And you know, once you start like sitting with yourself a little bit and reflecting and kind of like zenning a little bit, you're going to have more of a clearer picture of where you need to put your energy. That's what I'm seeing, okay?
Do you see any specific happening with at least job? Because at times I don't feel...
I feel like you're just not in it. I don't know if you're an air sign, because I get this. When you're an air sign, you could be a little bit everywhere, but you're not really anywhere, you know? And I just don't know if you're not really focused on being any place right now. You're just it's kind of like you're skimming the surface, but you're not really in it.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay. All right, my dear. Well, you have a good night.
Thank you.
And if you want a reading, you can always have a private reading with me.
Okay.
And you can find her number in our in the description, but it's also 407-432-7088. And I'm going to move on to our next caller. Hello, who is on the line?
Let me get y'all speaker. Okay, hello.
Oh, much better. Hello. Thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And you?
I'm great. What's your name?
Sharon.
Sharon, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Okay, excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Anything you're picking up, how's that?
Oh, she's easy.
I actually feel like you enjoy entertaining. And you need to go do more of that.
I need to do more. Okay.
I feel like, yeah, you like having people around you and entertaining and having a nice evening. And it's been long overdue. You know, kind of like you want to get out there and just have your fun again or do something to have fun again. I feel like you're a fun person to be around. And people enjoy your hospitality. They enjoy your company.
I've been getting out a lot more the last couple of months, but I didn't because of COVID too, but plus I work at home now instead of well, 3 days a week and 2 days in the office. But you're right. I know what you're saying. I need to go out, get out more.
Yeah, I just feel like you have that energy where you like to be with people, and it's just like overcome that stagnant feeling of you having to be alone. Just go out and maybe invite your friends over and have a dinner party or something. You know, I just see you enjoying like people.
I know. I love my dog too. Yeah. I love my Olive. But go on, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I just see you enjoy people and in communication, and that's important for you. Did you have a question about something?
I just want to see, I love my job, and I know that the big bosses, they're implementing some changes going on. Can you pick up anything in my job? It's a huge company. There's 7 people on our team. Do you feel any changes on our team, anybody leaving, coming, or any other changes for me? I feel my job is stable. Secure, how is that? Well, nothing is 100% secure.
No, I don't know why I'm feeling this, but have you lost somebody close to you recently or something? I feel like it's more like a friend.
Not really. I lost my dad a little over a year ago.
No, I'm not picking that up. I'm picking up somebody like a friend or someone close to you, but I don't know who that is. With your work, I'm not seeing anything. I feel like it's happy. I feel it's joyful.
It is.
I don't feel it's a bad thing. I feel it's fun for you and you enjoy it. I am feeling somebody around you though who's passed, so I don't know who that is. I don't feel it's your dad though. I feel it's more of a friend, kind of a
friend. I'll have to think about that.
Friend.
Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like they're around you. And I just feel like you have a really content, happy life, but you know, people love you, and it's, you love people. That's what I see. Okay. I don't see any really big changes with your job. I just feel like it's good.
Good.
I think you know that.
There's just one lady who just goes back and forth. She's just kind of moody, but there's always one in the pack. You know what I mean? I just never know how to take her.
Yeah, but people are going through struggles.
I know.
People are going through stuff right now, and you're the one who kind of puts that little sunshine in the office, you know?
All right.
So just keep being positive and being the sunshine, and whatever that person's going through, they're going through it. It's not you. It's them. So, I know that already. But
and my dog, Olive's okay?
Yes. I don't feel anything bad about the dog. I just feel your life is really peaceful.
I know. She's sleeping on my leg.
You is very peaceful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am at peace. I really am. I know. Thanks.
Yes, I feel that.
Good to hear from somebody who's at peace.
believe me, I wasn't for a long time. It's
we're glad you arrived.
Yes. Believe me, I'm not young, and it took years. I really mean that. But, yes, I'm more peaceful than I've been in probably the last 20 years, honest to God. You are right.
That's awesome.
I see a lot of peace and a lot of contentment around you. It's good. So just enjoy every day because it's a blessing, and you have a lot of blessings around you.
I think my dad's helping me in heaven. I know he is. What did you say? I have what?
I said you have a lot of blessings around you.
Thank you. It's my dad.
That's awesome.
That is
I know
awesome.
It is.
Well,
I don't
we
feel
have
that
a few more
around
callers.
I don't feel that energy around you tonight. I feel it's somebody who's more of a friend, but that's okay. It doesn't matter.
No,
I
don't know who that is, but I'll think it. Don't worry about it. I've had friends die over the past years, you know, but not recently. But it could have been years ago. You know, I understand the way spirit works. Don't worry.
I never know who I'm going to pick up, but it's all good.
I know.
Well, you have a good night.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Nice
We've night. Got about 40 minutes to get through the rest of the show and the rest of the callers. And I just want to say everybody can wait. If we have time at the end, we'll open the calls up for more questions. But right now I'm going to go to the next one, which I believe is probably Lisa. Am I right?
It's Donna. Hi.
Donna. Have you called
How
us before,
you?
Donna?
I have, yes. Been wonderful.
Okay,
wonderful.
I thought the number
yeah.
looked familiar.
Okay.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Elise.
How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm good. I feel a lot of excitement around you. I feel doors are opening, and if they haven't yet, they're going to very soon. Let's see. You've been like really, really trying to put things into action of what you want your life to be and where you want to go and the direction you're going in. And I really feel things are going to start opening for you even more so. So Spirit wants you to know you're going in the right direction.
Good, 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 good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny because you're, like, discovering things along the way. You're actually listening and doing that. It's just going out there and just being. And I just see doors. I just see your life just going in a beautiful flow lately. And you're having fun. That's what I'm seeing around
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yes. So true. Yeah.
And I just see. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
I just see this heightening expansion with your energy and your light to where you're going to be radiating to others. I don't know what you're doing with your energy field about gifting to others or helping others, but I see that you're preparing for that. So I feel there's going to be an opportunity for you to help people.
I help a blind man a couple days a week, and then I help my 85-year-old neighbor. I help my nieces and nephews,
okay.
And yeah, I'd like a relationship. I'd like a relationship to come in for me because I don't have kids and I don't have a boyfriend, and it's just helping all these elderly people and you know have some fun with a partner and travel and do things like that. Will that ever occur?
I do see you having fun and having. I just see you expanding in yourself, and, you know, we don't know what's going to show up in our past, but I feel
right.
like you're going to have all the discovery and blessings ahead for you. It's just going to be a little bit. You dedicate a lot of your time to the elderly and helping other people, so you kind of put them
yeah.
first before yourself, and that's okay.
Right.
But as you go on the journey and start to really develop, I just see people coming up and showing up who are going to be identifying with your platform of where you're standing. I don't know if it's so much love at first. I think it's more friends at first. But then I see
Good.
You kind of expanding into a group and becoming part of a group. And I don't know if it's a church group or if it's a spiritual group, but I just see you part of something bigger and maybe that will bring somebody who's more your equal. But right now I kind of see you still walking alone, doing your thing, having fun, and it's okay because you know how to enjoy life and have fun.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's not the major thing in my life that I have to have somebody. You know, I would like more money to come in, though, so I can go traveling. I don't necessarily need a partner. I mean, I've traveled the world by myself before. You know, I go by myself. If I don't have anybody to go with, I just go, and I have a great time, you know?
Sometimes you have to ask yourself, do I really want to have all that, go through all that with a partner? I'm just saying.
No, you're so right. I'm not kidding. Yeah,
it's kind of like, you know, whoever's there, they kind of have to be spiritually aligned with you where you are in yourself and understand you, because if they don't get you, they're just not going to be able to be with you. It's just the way it is, and I get that too. So it's, you know, just enjoy and have fun and help people, because you're very needed out there in the community. So it's good. Okay.
Well, thank you, Elise. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for calling back, Donna.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I think this is another caller. I recognize the number. Is this Tim?
Yes, this is Tim. How's it going?
Hey, Tim, I can barely hear you. Oh, he dropped the call. He'll call back. We're going to go next to Kimberly in Georgia. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Hello, Kimberly.
You've called a few times.
Well, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
I see a new job opportunity right around the corner.
Oh, really? That's what I was calling about.
Okay, well, guess what? I see it
question
coming right
answered
around the corner. I'm not good with time, but when I see around the corner, it's like literally right there in your face, girl. So just, I don't know what that means, but there you go. Barrett gave me a directional.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
And I see excitement, and I see, oh, my gosh, thank you, so much gratitude around it. That's what I see. So it's good.
Wonderful.
It's a good positive for you.
Good.
I'm actually excited
Wonderful.
For you. That's what I feel, and the energy, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited about what I don't know about.
I got an email out of the blue saying, well, if you don't get picked for this position, it's other positions that you can apply for. And I was like, because it's been a while. And I was like, okay, I like that.
You're going to have so much fun. I just see you. You're going to have to call back and let me know how it goes. But I just see you happy and having fun and excited. And it's like you're going to say, thank you. It's just felt, it's literally right there. It fell in your lap. That's what I see. It's like right in front of you. So
all right.
I'm excited.
I am too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling back,
Have
Kimberly. And make sure you call
welcome.
Us back and let us know about the job.
Oh, you know I will. I will. Absolutely. God bless.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And who is our next caller? Hello? Can you hear me? Well, I know Tim dropped his call, and he wasn't able to call back. Hello there. Can you hit your mute button? I hear you.
Hello?
Hi, what is your name?
Oh, Dee Dee.
Cindy, I cannot hear you very well.
It's Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, where are you calling from?
It's Dee Dee. Can you hear me now?
Yes,
Dee Dee.
Where are you calling from?
Denver.
Denver. Excellent. Thank you.
Hello, Dee Dee.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I see you writing things down. Like you think about things, write it down, process through it. kind of have this like routine of, I don't know if you're really organized, but I kind of feel that's your energy, where you kind of keep everything written down and you kind of know where you're going, routine kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do.
And you're trying. I'm getting your energy.
And
I'm sorry when I get
quiet.
I'm just sitting there. I'm channeling you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just seeing that you're trying to figure out how to put things together for yourself to implement something that you want to do for yourself. I don't know if you're self-employed or if you work for somebody or you're thinking of being, I almost feel like you want to be self-employed or you want to do something based on what you want to do. Okay.
Correct.
Because you keep yourself kind of like in these columns of organization and you really think things through and you have a very analytical mind and process. I feel like you're ready for some kind of growth as well. I just see you watching numbers. I don't know what this all means. I'm trying to piece it together, but I just see you watching these numbers or thinking, how can I shift a little bit here and do this over here to make things become more profitable or more of a repetitive clients or something, because I just see you working through stuff, analyzing things and watching the numbers. That's what I see. I don't know what that all means, but you might know what that all means.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Okay.
It makes
me,
a
it
whole lot
make
of sense to me. Yes. Yes, it does.
I don't know
yes,
what
it
I'm
does.
Seeing.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Does it show, do you see an outcome though? How's the outcome looking, Ari? Because I'm most definitely trying to put it out together, yeah.
I feel the outcome is going to be genius. It's just that you get so in your head that sometimes it's like, I just keep telling you to let up a little bit on the rope. Like, just let it flow a little bit gentler, because sometimes you want to, like, control it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about like opening yourself to just allow things to be. I don't know if it's because you want to hold on to the control of it all, and it's not that it's a bad thing. It's just that I think when you loosen up a little bit, it's going to be a little more flowing and let more people come together or come in to listen to either input or to help you, but sometimes you don't feel like you really want that. You want to kind of do it the way you know how to do it. So I think you're kind of going through this lesson of learning how to, like, be a little more open to, like, listen to what people are saying and still do it your way, because you kind of know what works and what doesn't. But I feel like I keep hearing the word expansion, and And I don't know if I hear clients, but I feel like you're gonna have those people who are gonna want your help, okay? But still listen
awesome.
To what others say. Do you understand that?
I receive it. Yes, I receive it.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I receive it.
Be a little more flexible. Be a little more flexible. Just listening. You know, it's like when you have a vision of how you want your shop or how you want something, and you go in and you're like, well, I'll put the shelf over here and this will be pretty over here and we'll do this. You kind of have that vision and you know what you want, but I think your lesson is to be a little more flexible in allowing others to help give you seeds, okay? It doesn't mean that you have to utilize it. It just means to just listen and process through that, too, because I feel it's going to help you. And I see a really good outcome. I see good outcome with you. You already know. You've been working on this for so long. I just feel like you already know. It's exciting.
Yes.
It's just hard for you to have change sometimes because you're so, you're so like, I keep wanting to say, you're like an A personality, or, you know, you just like things the way you like them. That's it. It's all good. You're learning a lesson.
Like
to be a little more flexible. I was going to say, like, you know, it's all good. It's just, it's hard for you to let go and just kind of like, you know, allow others. I think that's what you're learning how to do, though, in a to be more fluid. But it's not because people are going to overtake you, okay? Because nobody will ever do that because you're in charge. You're the in-charge woman, okay?
Okay.
But it's just, it's just be open and listen. That's all, okay?
All right, I receive that. I receive all it.
Right.
I receive it.
All right, my dear.
Well, that one?
Thank you.
Thank you so much
for
calling.
All right.
Thank you. We've got
thank
one
you.
More caller. Thank you for those kisses. That's awesome. I believe I know this caller from Connecticut. Is this Amala?
Yes, it is.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
You're our
Hi.
Last caller.
Hi,
Amala. And then at the end,
oh,
I think
well,
we've got
I feel
one more
all
question
lucky
from
inside.
Sharon.
Sure. And just wondering what the next month will be like socially. I would love to meet old souls, spiritual people, and just anything you've got on that, any insight with that?
Oh, you're asking me per month? I don't know if I can fine-tune it down to the month, but we'll see what I see.
Yeah, exactly.
I just feel like we're all going to be on this little roller coaster ride.
What was that?
We're going to be on a roller coaster ride for a little bit. Just hold on,
okay?
Okay. But as far as, like, meeting people, being around people, I just feel like you're going to brainstorm. I don't know why I'm hearing the word brainstorming, but it's like I think you're trying to either do meetup kind of groups or you're brainstorming on how to bring people together to do like-minded things. But I think you're actually going to facilitate that to happen.
Okay.
Are you working on stuff to bring people together with like-minded people?
Yeah, well, I'm an author, so I'm actually doing a lot of book talks coming up, and because with the holiday season coming, I'm doing a lot of fairs, craft fairs, things like
that.
Okay,
I see
that.
I see that you're going to be brainstorming a lot and doing a lot with the people. I do see that, but it's going to be a little bit of roller coaster. I don't know why I keep picking up this roller coaster ride. So I don't know what's happening, and it might be just external as a collective. We're all going to be on this roller coaster for a little bit, and maybe things will shift and change or not be exactly what we thought, but I do see more spiritual people coming together to be more spiritual. I do see that a lot. Like I said, starting to come out of the woodwork and wanting to have guidance and help and, you know, all of it. So you're like perfect where you are right now in line and just saying, show me, and being present and allowing people to show up. That's like the best thing ever. So you're going to help a lot of people, and it's a good thing. I don't know if next month, if it's going to be a little bit of a whirlwind. I don't know why I see that, and I don't know what that means. But, you know, obviously we have to keep going and be there for the people. So you're definitely going to be in front of people. I just don't know if it's going to be as – I feel like November's going to be a really good month. But then I think things might even get faster and bigger. So
That's even better. Yay.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of seeing. I think that's pretty much what's going to happen. So it's just that we're going to be on a little roller coaster for a little bit. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's the next couple of weeks and then everything's going to start to open again, or maybe it's going to be okay for the next couple of weeks. Then things are going to be a little crazy, and then we're going to start accelerating in December. Because there's like, I just see this push-pull kind of all over the place energy, and then like, you know, everything's in fast forward motion for a while.
Okay.
So
Okay, so just get ready.
Yeah,
be prepared,
that sounds exciting. My birthday's in December, too, so it just feels good.
Awesome.
I'm just glad that... What was that?
I said, that's
yes,
awesome.
Yes,
happy birthday
good.
In advance.
Yeah.
No,
I
see good for you. And I see you having a lot of impact on people. And they're going to receive you really well because people are going through so much... Like, they're just lost. There's a lot of loss right now.
Yes.
I feel like you're going to help give direction and peace and hope. And, you know, people need all that right now.
Oh,
I feel
it within my heart. I'm really expanding. I feel like this is the prime, like the infant moments, if you would, with the beginning of another awakening. You know, it's just like the ebb and flow of life, of the algorithm of the ups and downs. And so the last 4 months have been pretty topsy-turvy, curvy, and I feel like the door's cracking for expansion and abundance. So, yeah.
Oh, gosh,
what you described sounds right. Yeah. I'm excited.
100%. And we waited a long time to be right here, right now. So it's exciting because, you know, I haven't had a break in over 3 weeks. Like it was, I actually had to take a day and I felt bad doing so. But like I have
wow.
to have a day, just one. But, you know,
that's
it's
wonderful.
Gonna get busier and busier. We've all asked for this. We asked for the message
yes.
to come and they are. They're showing up. So be ready because it's going to take a village. It takes like, all of us, there's a big globe out there that needs help. And, you know, there's so many healers and so many spiritual people who can
yep.
help guide. And, you
absolutely.
Know, we all have our gifts. And so it's going
absolutely.
To be good for
keep
people.
Keep on shining your light, you know, like we're the light, the leaders, just leading the way.
Yes.
And we lead the way by being the light. And that's
it's
what
the torch.
I do.
We hold the torch.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful,
you know,
beautiful.
And
well, I can't wait to call you back
great
and,
time.
And let you know. Yeah.
Yes, I'm excited for you, and it's going to be really good. I feel it's going to be a little like still curvy, twisty. I don't know. There's something with the roller coaster theme going on for a while, but then I see it going in a very. I mean, when I say we're going straight, like in an upward swing, it's going to be really, really powerful. And good.
That's
so
cool. That
get
is
ready.
Awesome. I'm super excited for new beginnings. And I always think of, you know, the new year is never January 1. It's your birthday. So a lot of exciting
I agree
things
with
coming
you.
Up. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Makes complete sense. Because you only turn,
yeah.
You know, the year that you turn once. And it's only a year. So that's your new year. And so, yeah, it makes complete sense. So
oh my
keep
gosh,
on shining
so
your light. It's amazing talking to you. It just feels like a kindred spirit. So good luck with you. And I'm so glad you guys are busy with your work and your gift. And many blessings. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Thank you.
Well, I'm excited.
We did
I'm
get one more caller.
Everything.
We got
okay.
one more caller who called in just while Amala was saying goodbye. Do you want to take that call? We're a little over time, but not much.
Sure.
Okay, it's Rose Maria, I believe, from New Jersey. Am I right?
Yes. How are you?
Awesome. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hello.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
I guess relationship, I've been going a lot of craziness. Since I'm on my trip and coming back and trying to straighten out certain stuff today and kind of sort of backfire because I got to do something else for it. So whatever you guys can get. And I had finally my friend kind of communicated with me yesterday, but a little bitchy, but but I need him right now to do something there for me because I'm not in the country to do it. I didn't want him to get involved, but he has to this time. If that makes
I
sense. Yeah, I didn't want to, but.
I'm just feeling like you're going through a reset right now. and a lot is changing around you.
You're right. A lot of it.
A lot.
My attitude
kind of. Some of it doesn't feel so great, and others feels like you're. I just see you kind of like going through, shifting, changing, and making decisions, and some of them are not going to be easy choices for you.
In what sense? What decision that I'm not going to be happy on? Going back?
It's not about being. No, it's not about being happy, because it's not about that. It's just that there's going to be changes and decisions you're going to have to make that's going to be difficult for you. It's not really about your happiness. It's more about healthy boundaries and
right.
Direction of where you want to be. That's what I see happening for you. You're kind of sifting. I just see you with a little sifter sifting through the sand and trying to figure things out, what's best for you. Because what was is not the way it's going to be. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my dear. So just go through the process and do what you feel is best for you. All right,
cool. Yeah.
All right. Have a
Thank
good night.
You.
Thanks, you too.
Well, that is it. We got through everybody. And I think, I don't remember how, I'll have to sit back and count how many callers we had. A lot. Alisa,
you
are amazing as always. And I know that you shed some bright light into some people's lives tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You're very welcome. And I will talk with you on Tuesday when we have our Transformational Tuesdays at 11:30. Same number if anybody wants to call. And if you want to talk with Alisa personally, privately, text her at 407-432-7088 to make an appointment. And with that, I am going to hit this little button and say bye-bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.